Metro.
Oh, hi. I'm looking for Michael Pollack, please.
Sure.
You have to tell him that he's on
Mike
the air.
Pollack.
Oh, hi, Michael. My name is Andy Breckman. I'm calling from WFMU in Jersey City.
I have no comment.
Oh, no. Sir, we have just been talking about it. We all feel terrible about it. I have to tell you, we're on the air, and everybody feels terrible about what happened, and I wonder if we have just a minute of your time we can explain.
Well, I don't think there's anything to explain. When I spoke with Ms. Salenzi, she was very proud of herself and thought that she had struck some kind of great blow for coolness. The only thing I'd like to do is explain what Metropolitan Diary is all about. The New York Times is a kind of smorgasbord. It doesn't publish exclusively for young trendies or exclusively for celebrity watchers or exclusively for policy wonks or exclusively for anybody. The Metropolitan Diary is a kind of unique column in the Times in that it is produced by readers, and its audience consists largely of elderly people who look on it as a kind of one bright spot in a week of otherwise gloomy news. Yes, a lot of it is sentimental and old-fashioned sounding, because that's what readers write in, and that's what readers read. I can't tell you the number of letters I get saying, thank you for running the diary.
Well, we appreciate that. I feel terrible. We were just, you know, it is certainly not our style. You know, those entries are not something that we would normally contribute. And I guess we were having sport with the paper. And I just want to apologize. And I want to make it clear that Andrea, who has been helping us out with our blog, was not at all responsible. That this is my show, and I think I encouraged her to send it in.
Well,
and
she falsely sent it in as her own work.
But
no,
there is
no letter. I should tell your readers that no letter goes into the diary without the author or the purported author of that letter getting a personal phone call from me.
Well,
that's the main way we check.
She might have felt, and I'm not defending her, she might have felt she was defending or protecting me. She actually, I think she's in love with me or something. I think she just wanted to protect me. But I don't know if this would help at all. What we've been working for the last hour trying to make it right. And what we've done is it's true that when we wrote that little story about the 5-year-old boy and the line, it didn't actually happen. But what we've done is we've made it happen since then. We found a 5-year-old boy whose father, can we play it, Ken? His father plays the market. It's all true now. It's all true.
No.
You don't have to. No, please listen. Please, sir. We found a 5-year-old boy, and this is what we had him say.
I heard that he sells things at his job, but why would he sell my shorts?
That's exactly what the quote from the Times.
No, we don't work like that.
Well, no, we had a neighbor, John Carruthers, overhear it. It's now absolutely true, though. Wait, I don't understand why.
I questioned Ms. Salenzi on the phone before the article ran. I feel that a personal phone call from me is a better check than trying to search for phrases on the internet or something.
No, no, no. We actually had this happen.
I went through a whole list of things. Is this your own work? Did you write this yourself? Can you vouch for your neighbor? Did you actually overhear the boy? Are you absolutely certain?
But isn't it mitigated, Michael, seriously, isn't it mitigated by the fact that it is now true? It might not have been true a week ago. It's not?
It doesn't make any difference.
But it is. You can't deny that it's true now.
No.
It actually happened. It happened here 10 minutes ago.
No. First, you guys faked the letter. Now you're faking the incident.
No, no, no. We had a boy. His father really plays the market. We made all the elements come true.
No, sorry.
I don't understand.
Bye.
Now you say goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
And Michael, now you hang up.
He hung up first.
There we go. Well, and that's how you do it. Congratulations. You made it right.
There you go. Well, the universe has been put right.